We would see Jesus. We would see Jesus, they say. They are Greeks, God-fearers, there for the Passover. They approach a man with a Greek name. We would see Jesus. It goes from Philip, who tells Andrew. They speak to their teacher. And it would seem that the Greek God-fearers do see Jesus. They join the crowd who listen to him, hear him speaking about death, his own death. The Passover meal that we've experienced recently, and will do so during the week, celebrates their relationship with God who rescued them from slavery. At Passover, the only thing which dies is the lamb, and the blood of that lamb saved them. The meat feeds and strengthens them for their journey into freedom, into a new life. The only thing which dies at Passover is the lamb. And somehow no one gets what they expect from the encounter. They get something more, deeper, stranger, more difficult, darker, until the light emerges. But that's so often true when we struggle during our encounters with Christ. Jesus speaks of wheat. It isn't any use if it stays intact, he says, but only if it falls into the earth, losing its own identity. Can it produce a crop and a harvest? Only then can it provide abundant nourishment, bless the future in a way, but only if it dies to itself. Do any of the listeners connect that with Jesus? It's unlikely, until later, much later. Jesus thinks the unthinkable, says the unsayable, out of love, in order to ensure the future of God's beloved people. In doing so, he helps us to realise something of the narrow ways in which we see the world and our own lack of vision, of love. For anyone else, it would have been impossible to imagine the salvation of the world coming through state-sanctioned capital punishment. Because, of course, crucifixion was designed to be public, shameful, prolonged, a form of torture prescribed by those you wanted to discourage. Those sentenced longed to die speedily. Jesus speaks of death, and the Father speaks of glorifying him. But death and glory through a cross? Those condemned to crucifixion were lifted up, certainly. But to show the power of the state, scare the strong into submission. Not just unthinkable in the abstract, but the more so for Jesus to imagine himself undergoing that. And to try to tell them, even in terms they could not grasp, something beyond thinking or words. We would see Jesus. But not there, not like that, never like that. But so often we learn from Jesus that we need to give up our theories, our safety blankets, and rely totally on God. We are to learn to love as God does, without strings. Only by finding our identity in Christ and letting go the rest can we catch that promise, that vision of something so much, well, infinitely greater. We would see Jesus. We can choose to give up the things which limit us. They're like the casing on that wheat seed, which let it crack to split to dissolve, to release the new life within. God knows the identity which he has given to each and every one of us, but we perhaps are yet to discover it. And it can only be truly realised once we have let go of our straitjackets, our casing. We fear we will lose ourselves, but in fact we will be found. We can rely on God to remind us who we are. We are his beloved children. And we have said we would see Jesus. We might just sit for a few moments, asking God to gently show us where, how we are hanging on to the identity which such a casing, such a shell, might give us, and how we might let God dissolve it, so that we do indeed see Jesus, and that we do indeed bear much fruit too. Amen.